It's August 22nd, 2026, and bond yields are at their highest level all year, which is making a lot of investors very nervous about everything else. So, Dev, set the scene. What's the big picture this morning?
The dominant story is rates. The 10-year Treasury yield, basically the benchmark borrowing cost for the whole economy, just hit its highest point of 2026. When that number rises, it puts pressure on stocks, mortgages, corporate loans, pretty much everything.
Why is it rising?
Markets are pushing back on the idea that the Fed cuts rates anytime soon. Strong data, sticky inflation. The bond market is saying higher for longer, and that's a real headwind.
What else is on the board?
Two things worth flagging. The EU is moving forward with tariffs on Chinese hybrid cars, and that's rattling auto stocks on both sides of the Atlantic. And separately, there's a supply chain crunch hitting Chinese electric vehicle makers on, you know, the parts side, not unrelated, those two stories.
And then there's the biotech news.
Yeah. Moderna just posted a major phase 3 win on its melanoma treatment. This is the mRNA cancer vaccine program, and the results were a genuine surprise. We'll get into that.
Let's dig into the yield story, because I think a lot of listeners feel this one even if they don't track markets.
Right. Here's the simple version. The 10-year yield is the interest rate the U.S. government pays to borrow money for 10 years. It's also the invisible hand behind your mortgage rate, your car loan, what companies pay to expand.
And right now it's at the highest point we've seen all year.
Exactly. And the reason matters. It's not panic. It's the market recalibrating. People had been betting the Fed would start cutting rates. That bet is getting unwound. So yields are climbing as those expectations reset.
Why should a regular person care?
A few reasons. Stock valuations tend to fall when yields rise because investors can suddenly get decent returns just from safe government bonds. And for the economy, higher borrowing costs slow down housing, slow down business investment. It's a quiet but powerful drag.
So the question is whether this keeps going.
That's the whole question. If the next round of data comes in strong, again, yields could push higher still. If something softens, jobs, spending, this could be the peak. Nobody knows yet. But right now, the momentum is up.
What's gaining steam right now, and what's cooling off?
Moderna is the big one gaining steam. The melanoma result landed fast, and the market noticed. This story went from nowhere to fully on the radar overnight.
And on the cooling side?
GXO Logistics, the management shakeup we led with yesterday, is still technically a story, but the initial heat is fading. Markets have digested it. Also worth noting, Cullinan Oncology's drug trial is gaining traction. Another biotech surprise, small company, unexpectedly strong phase 3 data.
Biotech having a moment.
Two clinical wins in 1 week. That's not nothing.
All right, flip it around. What's the case for not getting excited about Moderna?
Phase 3 wins are real, but commercialization is a different game. Entirely, Moderna still has margin pressure, and the mRNA cancer program has a long road to actual revenue. The stock often runs on trial news and then fades when the business reality sets back in.
But a phase 3 win is a phase 3 win, right? That's not a small thing.
It's genuinely significant scientifically. I just think the gap between great trial data and great business outcome is where a lot of investors get hurt. Worth watching how it holds over the next few sessions.
What should we be watching heading into tomorrow?
Yields first. Any Fed commentary or data that could push the 10-year higher or give it a reason to pull back. Also watch the EU tariff situation on Chinese hybrids. That story is still developing and could hit some big names.
And the Altria deal?
Worth keeping an eye on. A material agreement from a company that size tends to have ripple effects. Details are still thin, but it's on the list.
That's your Friday briefing. Thanks for listening to Narratic Daily.
See you Monday.
Narratic Daily is generated from market narrative signals for information only. It is not investment advice, and nothing here is a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Do your own research.